We will call the Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting to order for Wednesday, March 4th at 8:46 on the clock. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation. Adams, Claybaugh, Haxby, Tiemann, Lytle, Dorn, and Juergens. We're also joined by the Honorable Ted Fairbanks and Dwayne Rue of the Beatrice City Council. Welcome both of you and thank you for coming. We'll move on to the consent agenda. Approve the general agenda. Approve minutes of the meeting held February 18th, 2026. Approve claims through March 4th, 2026, in the amount of $596,232.89. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve utility permit number 1343 to K&K Inc. K&K will be replacing and rerouting a 30-inch culvert that drains under Locust Road east of Highway 77. K&K will be removing existing culvert, dig new trench for a new culvert, aligning the culvert outlet further to the northeast for the new driveway at the southeast corner of Northern Natural Gas property, location north of Section 22, Township 3 North, Range 6 East, Riverside Township. Receive and place on file the 25 Annual Medical Services Report for the Adams Rescue. Approve District Court Summary Fee Report and Register of Deeds Fee Report for the month of February 2026. Approve and place on file the noxious weed evaluation and authorize the chairman to sign it. I'd ask for a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented, unless you have any items you'd like pulled off.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Juergens. Glad you guys are back. Any discussion on the consent agenda at all? If not, please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Regular agenda, comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Anything for the Board of Supervisors meeting? Seeing none, we'll move on to committee reports. Building and grounds, winter lights. Mr. Dorn.
Dave's here.
Morning, Mr. Jones. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Good morning.
We will have lawn mowing bids opened at 9:30 this morning. And a light fixture is Plymouth Electric did come in and finish putting the rest of the can lights up, so the LED lighting project is finished. I did get contacted by TK Elevator saying that our door openers are out of production, so they did give me a proposal for changing that out, and so I'm going to check into that to see. Everything's working fine at this time, but they are just giving us a heads up that if something does break, that they will no longer have the parts to fix them. And other than that, I'll just wait for the lawn mowing bids to be open.
I have a kind of an update for the board and you. Amanda and I met with county court with the files on the fourth floor.
Okay.
And we are moving forward now with
this button.
Just leave it on.
Okay. County court update is that we had a conversation with Judge Geertig and Sherry, and we are moving forward with a plan. They are going to speak with an agency that will digitize and get back to us within 2 weeks.
Good deal.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
Anything else, Mr. Dorn? Equalization, we had a brief update from Patty this morning. They'll continue on with reevaluation at the City of Beatrice, both residential and commercial. And she also alluded to villages being behind on prices again already because of sales. Sales keep driving the market. It's unbelievable. Finance and insurance, Mr. Juergens.
Large ticket items. District court jury fee.
Don't forget your button.
Leave it on.
Leave it on. No, I say stuff that I don't want to hear. District court jury fees, $13,128.28. GBE CPA Services Auditing, $12,500. MIPS Incorporated Treasurer Tax Stamp Printing, $12,857.74. Summit Foods Jail Meal Services, $12,756.36. Manili Wagner, sitting right over there, the associate, $46,620. Are you worth that?
I think so.
That's it. Oh. Large ticket items, anyway.
Oh. You got anything else to finance, sir?
I was just looking through here to see if we were going to bring this up, but we'll discuss this later. Nothing else for finance. Human resources, employee relations. We have continued negotiations with the FOP. I don't think we really have anything else on human relations. Sounds like you guys did some wage changes on Monday. Other than that,
I mean, we've probably got something for a closed session later for human relations.
From Monday or other?
Other.
Oh, we have that on the end of the agenda also, so that'll be closed. I assume that's what you're
part of it will be.
No, there's another other.
Wonderful. HR. That's what you get for missing a day. Law enforcement, emergency management, Mr. Lytle.
Lisa, you got anything for us today?
I have a couple things, if I could.
You bet.
Good morning, everybody. I just wanted to recap a little bit on a couple things from committee meeting. As far as our community outreach opportunities, taking advantage of the storm spotters training, we had right at 94 that participated in that. So as we move into some potential stormy weather for this weekend, we're going to do some testing and so forth. So that was great. I was very appreciative that the younger generation is also taking an interest in storm spotting and learning about cloud formation and so forth. So when you hear it from the experts and then you can look up in the sky, hopefully, it's that beginning stage of learning and respecting weather. The other thing is in community outreach, we were very honored to just recently become aware that we do have a poster contest winner from the National Weather Service, Nebraska. And so that individual, it's a third grader, will be honored with a third place honor. And so we'll announce a little bit more because they try to coordinate that with the signing of the proclamation at the Capitol. So as far as planning and zoning is concerned, our next meeting will be March 24th, which is a Tuesday. From our last meeting, commission was able to complete the setback review. A and B sector, the facilities A and B were lowered, and then C through F were kept the same. And so, again, we move on to a public hearing process once that is completed. However, we did have some conversation about out-of-state applicants, and we needed more of a legal opinion and just a little bit more research on the unintended consequences that could happen, especially when we have bordering a lot of interaction with our southern part of Gage County and Kansas being so close. But we'll also have a public hearing on a special use permit coming in for a 8-barn poultry facility up in the northern part of Gage County. So,
and the name of that was Ash Road
Poultry. Roy Mulder is the project part owner of that, and he is proposing to bring in another 8 barns for the Smart Chicken Corporation and near where he's already operating. So that's
great. There's a lot of discussion to see if he was going to be in this county or another, so it's nice that people are still locating here. I did call Lisa, had a call on the hog barn up on 82nd and, well,
Hanover, or Cherry,
82nd and Cherry there. Emily and I visited. The county attorney's been involved in that also. Amanda's on top of that. But I did the folks that called know that we are looking into that. It involved the trees and what constitutes field access versus a drive versus pivot crossing area. So that is in process. Any idea when we'll know anything on that? Or I guess that's a... Okay. Lisa and I visited about that, too. So.
And I had conversations with Mitch Baum yesterday, so...
So it's in process. I just wanted to say publicly as we're talking, this is not just dropped. We are going over it and looking at what the rules are and how everything will play out. So it is in process. It's not being dropped, and it's being looked into.
Very good. Yes.
I drove by there. And they did plant trees, but there's no care to them.
Okay.
And they just die.
Unfortunately, if, as you recall, we had some conversation, too, when the fire went through, you know, the fall of 24, I believe. Conversations to be heard. So, thank you.
Thanks, Lisa.
Yeah.
Gary?
Gus, you got anything?
Okay. Tonight's going to be the one of the first two. Are you going to cover that, or you want me to?
Go for it.
We are having the two jail informational meetings discussions tonight. The first one, they're going to be the same meeting. You don't have to attend both. We provided two dates to make sure we allowed as much public participation as possible. So we're going to be going through the current conditions of the jail, pros and cons of the different sites, and then getting public input so that we can put pencil to paper on cost analysis of it. So the first one is tonight at 7 at the Beatrice Hevelone Center, and then the second one will be Friday at 7, again at the Beatrice Hevelone Center.
And don't the girls play tonight in Lincoln at 7:45?
Tomorrow.
You know, March 4th? I thought this...
No, they play on Thursday.
Yeah, they Thursday? Yeah. Okay. I thought that the printout said March 4th.
After...
It starts today, but they don't play till
tomorrow. Okay.
I did talk to the city administrator, Beatrice. I don't know if something was said in the meeting that we're looking to try to locate the jail at the dumpster spot.
I'll speak to that a little bit, Eric. So there is not a site that has been picked yet. That's part of what the process is with the town hall meetings. There's been some discussion about different options, but nothing. There's been no sites that have been picked out or said, here's our 5 or 7 sites or whatever. Part of the process is figuring out, you know, what kind of somewhat what the community wants, what we're looking at, you know, and then putting a dollar amount on. Okay, you know, Dempster's comes up, you know, it's come up in. And it's going to come up in public discussion, I'm sure, tonight. You know, it's as an option. But, you know, there's an expense to that, you know, just getting that ground level and ready to build. And so, you know, we're going to have, you know, the different sites. If you greenfield at a different site, you know, what does that look like? What's the expense to do that? So part of this process is going to be, okay, here's your different site options. Here's what the expenses look like to go each of those routes. So... That's going to be part of the process tonight, and I'm sure that's going to be part of the conversation.
Well, and I told the city administrator that has been brought up. I said something similar. Just want you guys to know the city is more than open to working with us on that in any way they can. They just wanted to reiterate that there is an expense that goes along with that. There's
two council members back here that I'm sure are willing to hand it over today.
Chairman of the Dempster's Committee, if you want to hear it. 2-minute overview of it and say what it's
going to
cost you.
Can we have that?
Yeah, I was going to say, I would almost take that.
Ted, are you going to come to the meeting tonight?
I can't come Friday, but I told Ed, Ed McClure's on the committee, and I told Ed I'd come on tonight.
I don't know if that'll come up tonight or if that'd be it.
It's one of the questions because, I mean, from public, it'd be killing two birds with one stone if we did do something there. But then there's a whole nightmare of other issues. And so it's just the pros and cons of the conversation.
Can we have the 2 minute now, though?
Mr. Fairbanks, do you have time just to run through it real briefly with us?
Okay.
Just out of our own curiosity.
So you do it from here, Kate.
Can you come up here and...
Ted Fairbanks, 2211 Grant. I'm on the city council. I represent the second ward. I'm the chairman of the Demptures Committee. I have been for 3 years. I've been working on it for five. Mayor Morgan appointed me in the original committee. That's about 3 years ago. It consisted of me, Gary Barner, Terry Doyle. Subsequently, Terry has dropped off that committee. Now, and Alex Eckhoff has been on. So Alex, Gary Barnard, and myself are the three-man committee for it. The Demptures site is 17.3 acres. What you see from the road is where the building set is about 8.5 acres. We've conducted three sets of phase one and phase two studies. That's the ground studies to see what's in the ground. To take down all that, we have a brownfield grant application. We should know about that in June. It's for $4 million. The estimated cost to remove just the buildings that you see on the street is about $3.98 million. But to level the other buildings, you're probably talking about an additional $1.5 million to $2 million. So you're talking probably, rough numbers, $6 to $7 million to clear the structures from the site. That's not dig up the foundations or take away the roads or the sidewalks in them. In the south building, you will see where the burn is with the original building. So the south buildings from where the burn structure is, there's actually two lower levels of that. There's a level where they brought in rail cars, so to load rail cars, that's all concrete. But below that, that's below grade. Below that, there was a cafeteria and a locker room. That is below those grades, probably, and I'm guessing here, that don't quote me, but I would guess from ground level to the bottom of the locker room, you're probably 15 to 20 feet below ground level. Every time it floods, that fills up. It isn't like the river flows into it, it fills up. To just get it to, but if you want to, so what the city plans to do is, our plans, we're working on some additional bit turning into green space. Let's take down all the buildings, dig out all the concrete, fill in, and then put a 2 foot cap of dirt on that site, the 8.5 acre site. We're estimating that somewhere between $9 and $11 million. To take the remainder of the site, if you wanted to build a jail there, you have to dig down 15 feet. And fill that back up with fill dirt, put in the cap, you're probably in rough numbers and in a conservative estimate, you're going to have $18 million in the site before you've built anything on it. But if you, this county board, would like to build the jail there, we will sell it to you. I can't speak for the entire council, but we would gladly sell it to the county for a dollar. If you want to spend the $18 million to clean it up and build something there, I have at it.
This is a very similar conversation to what Toby and I had.
Well, I'm sure I've had this conversation with Tobias multiple times over the last 5 years.
But it's nice for everybody to know that. It's not that the city's wanting to get that down as soon as possible, just like everyone else.
The lack of funds.
There's a funding issue. You're getting all the property constraints in place now.
Right.
Or very close if you're not there already.
No, we own it all now.
So that's done.
Since October of 25, we've owned it all.
It's been a multiple-year process, though, to get things into place. And
Patty helped with that. And, it's been...
There's other issues too on our end too with floodplain, floodway, and then if we raise one section, we have to take it out somewhere else. Otherwise, we mess with.
Yeah. So the property actually goes back to where the dog run is, where the city's dog park is. That's part of the Demptures property. That is in the floodway, but the remainder of the building and about where the burn is, that's in the floodway fringe. Two different federal law. And you're all aware, you can do things in the floodway fringe that you can't do in the floodway, but if you're going to build anything, you have to bring it up above grade of the fringe
I don't have the map in front of me, and I would hate to quote that, but you're adding more dirt than the 15 feet. But just if you dig out the concrete where the locker rooms and the cafeteria were, no one from the EPA has been able to say if you have to dig down an additional 15 feet below that once you take that out, because that's below water. You're hitting water if you do that. So I'm not an engineer. I'm simply part of this. It's not a viable site, but that's just me.
That's the words that I wanted.
from my perspective to the board, it is not a viable site.
When Toby said that, I said, I know it's been brought up, but we're also aware of, not completely aware of everything, but we knew there were additional issues.
There's more to this. I'm giving you the 2-minute overview. Okay.
I'm sure we'll be hearing about it as time goes on, but we appreciate you working on it.
I think
so. We'll know about the Brownfield grant in, I was hoping May, but Tobias tells me June, and he's generally right about that. So, but that's the Brownfield grant. So, speaking to that, if you don't buy it for a dollar, we have three options. We can leave it as it is and let it crumble as it stands. Not a viable option. Two, we can continue to put it in our budget and take it down incrementally. And the last, we have a biannual budget. I was able to get $200,000 in this year's budget and in next year's budget. I could probably move that up a bit as it starts to crumble, but you're probably talking 10 to 15 years before it's just down. So things can grow. Or the third option is pass a bond. And the public would have to vote on that. And I appreciate you letting me speak, because it has been out in the public that the jail would possibly go there. And if we do have to put it to a bond, that's detrimental to the passing of the bond, because people could say, well, you could have just given it to the county and had it done with. That's not, like I said, you're more than welcome to it, but you're going to add 18 at least. I'm guessing that those are raw numbers, but I'm pretty close. I'm guessing around 18 million to add to your bond to build your jail.
And like the sheriff's budget?
What's not that?
I don't know what Gus's budget is. I know what it was when I worked there. The last 2 years I worked for the sheriff's office, they froze my wage because there wasn't enough money in the budget for a pay increase. So, well, Gus and I's wage, we worked together as deputies. So,
oh boy, things have changed, Ted.
I know. I know. I've taken up more time than I meant.
Thank you very much, Mr.
Yeah.
Fairbanks.
Well, thanks for having me.
That is good, though, just to have that out there, just because it was brought up.
I have been given this talk to all the service clubs in town. On Saturday morning, the early morning Qantas is meeting at the Country Kitchen. I'll give the full overview at 7:30 if you want to attend that. I'm sure they'd welcome you to their meeting.
it's important to definitely have it as part of the conversation so people understand the pros and cons of the...
Absolutely. And I do want to throw out there, too, as we talk, the city and the county do work together on stuff all the time. There's conversations back and forth. This is one of them. We get along well, but not well enough to take on an $18 million debt at this time.
But that's that discussion right there is part of what the Wednesday and Friday night meetings are going to be about, is that, you know, you have different ideas for different sites, and there might be some sites that, you know, Emily and I have talked, and Eddie, we've all talked about different sites that are options. There might be something from the public that say, you know, suggested. It's like, oh, yeah, never thought of that. And then that gives us the opportunity to break them all down as to cost and, like you said, the pros and cons. So that's definitely part of the conversation in the next couple nights. So, hopefully we have good attendance and we have good interaction on Wednesday and Friday night.
Thank you, Mr. Lytle. Anything else for law enforcement emergency management?
No.
Road and Bridge, Mr. Juergens.
My secretary wants to handle this one.
Ms. Hatsby.
Wants to. We had some permits that came in. Grants. I did submit the build grant on Tuesday. So everybody keep their fingers crossed. I'm working on trying to get some letters of recommendation from our delegation yet, sent directly to USDOT. Then also on my flight home on Thursday, the CPF grant through Congressman Smith's office opened up and is already due on Friday. So I am trying to get that finished up. I asked our board and they said whatever I think is best. So I'm working on it. Going to get that done. New NDOT opened up a crash data portal site, so that's going to be kind of exciting to see how well that works for us with future applications. Dust pods, we are looking at how we're going to trial that product to see what's the best way to find out if it's going to work for us. Mark is putting together some dates for a road tour. I think I saw a chart.
Speaking with Mr. Adams about this, he's kind of led the charge for this road tour, which I think is an awesome idea for the board to see what we're going to be replacing for on our 1 and 6. So in the past, Mr. Adams had suggested that it was always done after a committee meeting. So I guess I would kind of ride along with that of saying after the next two committee meetings, we do a road tour. In the past, Mr. Adams has said it takes 3 to 4, 5 hours, give or take, to do it, and we just kind of do it in two parts. So,
north and south.
North and south. So, the next committee meeting would be the 16th of March, and once committee meeting was completed, we would load up in the vehicles and do one half of the county, and then the next committee meeting, which would be the 30th of March, we load up and do the other half. So,
it's an opportunity for eyes on the 1 and 6, these culverts. That last project we did, you know, when I'm getting phone calls, I'd never physically been there. I could not correlate what they were trying to tell me. I think they're excellent. We did them years ago, and it gives you an understanding. I may not always see Eddie's into the county, Terry's into the county, Emily's into the county, and it gives me an opportunity to see what they're experiencing on their roads.
And then, Mark, we're looking at mill and overlay on the Odell Road and trying to take care of some culverts before we get that project done. And then Mark brought us the comparison on the bids for the rock, gravel and rock. Rock prices appear to have gone up. And also yesterday I spoke to Kinetic, which is they merged companies with Unity. So there was some, I finally found somebody to get their temporary lines picked up, because that has not been done yet, and I keep getting phone calls. Not only those, but also Pickerel has not been done. So I told them to expedite that because it's been a while. So hopefully we get that permanent structures put in.
Thank you, Mr. Kunke. Anything else, Terry?
Mark spoke to me this morning. Members of the Ag Society have asked him if we would be willing to do some crack sealing at the fairgrounds. I said, I don't know. I said, I'm in favor of it, but I don't know if it's legal.
I don't see any problem with it.
Who technically owns the fairgrounds? Lisa? Actually, Lisa, I'm going to, before you even start, are there any other culvert bids to come in right now? We have a timed event at 9:15. If there are any culvert bids, please bring them forward. If not,
we have to close bids.
Are you ready?
If there are any culvert bids, bring them forward. Otherwise, I'd ask for a motion to close bidding for the Gage County 26 CBC C34-1095, C34-1103, culvert projects at 9:15.
Motion to approve.
Second.
By Doran, second by Lytle. Please vote. 7 in favor. Bidding is closed. We'll continue with this, and then we'll open bids.
The Gage County Ag Society owns the fairgrounds and manages it by a board of 15 who are elected by the annual. Anyone can run for the board of 15. It's a 3-year term. If they are vote registered voters. So, but we have our own budget and own the grounds itself. So,
Council, we do not own that property. It's technically an outside entity, the Gage County Ag Society. Are we able to, since that is just an outside entity, even though it's closely related to the county, it is a completely separate entity, not related to directly, can we do any tarring for technically a private entity?
Not unless we were, no, we probably did, because it's a private entity.
Yeah. Ms. Axby?
Is it townships? Wouldn't that be kind of similar? If townships are separate from us?
Municipality that we have jurisdiction over.
Private entity. They are us. I thought we owned the property.
It's listed as Gage County.
Yeah.
So
What about the extension office?
We own
that. Extension office is, you own that, but from the extension office on, I'll just also share with you that, you know, every Monday and Tuesday we do the DMV testing, semi-testing and so forth out at the fairgrounds. This certainly wasn't something, you know, we typically have our cracks sealed as well. We certainly will pay for that, you know, service as well. We just put that in, you know, just a question in, would the county this...
I would rather us do it. I agree with you. The only thing I would worry is, same as any of the villages, then the villages have to hire that out. And Mark can't really be hired out. We can't hire out the highway department. I'm totally on board with you, Terry. I just don't know that we can. My fear would be it's an outside entity. I don't know if we can do that. Mm-hmm. With that, Lisa, I can get you some names of people that will tar cracks and get bids on that. Do you have the culvert bids prepared, Ms. Hill? Would you hand those down to Terry and Eddie, please?
Wow, how many are there?
Several.
Seven?
You only need one, Terry.
17.
Huh?
17. I can't read that long.
Seven.
You want to just give us the company and total between the two? You won't be awarding these separately.
Gus Construction Company Incorporated. This is for, I'll just say this once, C34-1095, a triple 10-foot, 12-foot, 42-foot long, concrete box culvert, 10-degree skew. Okay.
Gus.
Okay, total for project, $540,237.65.
Can you repeat that?
Yes, sir. $540,237.65. On the next page, are there two of these?
Yeah.
Is this both of them, I wonder?
There's a 1095
and an 1103. So, correction.
All right, go ahead.
For project 1095, total $258,264.35.
You guys want each of the projects ready?
And then there's that. And this would be the total.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sorry, Terry. They want them each read individually.
1095.
I'll do it.
And then also if you give a start date potential.
I got that one. Okay. Let's start all over again. Don't write nothing down. Okay. Project C34-1095, $258,264.35. Project C34-1103, $281,973.30 for a total of $540,237.65. Start date, 3/16/330. Finish date, 5/5/519.
Could you repeat all that? No, I'm just kidding.
The start dates.
Well, I think they're for each project, but they're very close.
Yeah. Start 316 and 330.
Oh, yeah, 316 of 26.
Of 26, yeah.
And then start date of 1095, 316 of 26, and then start date of 330.
26. All right. The rest of this will go a lot smoother here. All right. MTZ Construction, LLC. Total for project C-34-1095, $316,016.50. Project C-34-1103, $336,452, for a total of $652,468.50. Start date on the first, 1095, June 1st, 2026. Start date, 1103, August 3rd of 26.
MTZ.
What?
Those are both starts for date.
You want the end?
That's in the contract, I believe.
Okay, and the first one is July 21st. The second one is September 22nd. I'll go that way. Okay. This is from Brink Building Group, LLC. Total for project C-34-1095, $475,760.45. Total for project C-34-1103, $462,370.72. Total for the projects, $938,000.131.17. Start date on the first to be announced.
Can you repeat that?
You repeat that total again.
$938,131.17.
Damn. You understand it.
1131.
What's TBN?
To be determined.
Oh, to be determined is the start date on the first one. And the other one is after 1095 is completed. 50 days on each structure. A&R Construction Company. Total for projects C-34-1095, $272,850.15. Total for project C-34-1103, $278,900.64. Total for both projects, $551,750.79. The first project, 1095, July of 26, completion August of 26. The second project, 1103, September of 26, October completion of 26. Okay. Total for project C-34-1095. Excuse me. High Plains Structural Group. Total for project C-34-1095, $365,799.50. Total for project C-34-1103, $424,815. For a total of $790,614.50. Start of 1095, summer of 26, and of construction date, summer of 26. 1103, summer fall of 26. 1103, end date, summer fall of 26. Okay. Volt Enterprises. Total for project C341095, $237,017.16. Total for C341103, $257,760.40. Start of construction, 1095, June 2026. End of construction, August 2026. 1103, start of construction, August of 26. End of construction, September 2026.
What was the first number again?
Excuse me?
The first number?
$237,017.16.
$237,017.60.
Did you have a total of the two?
Yes. Sorry. $494,778. Okay. Van Kirk Brothers Contracting. Total for project C341095, $257,418.15. Total for project C341103, $278,791.75. Total for both projects, $536,209.90. Start date, 1095, June 1, 26. End date, July 3rd, 2026. Start date, 1103, July 6th of 2026. End date, August 7th of 2026.
That's it.
Is that all of them?
Yep.
Boss, I'm winded. I gotta take a little break here.
That's a long one. I would ask for a motion to accept those bids, and we will pass those over to Mr. Kunke and
so moved.
Becky.
Does the apparent low have a bid security with it?
Would you check to see if MTZ has a bid? We did not read, I'm sorry, not MTZ, Vogue. See if they have a bid, bid bond with them.
I saw something, but double check it.
Well, we're going to have them review them all anyway and check numbers. So.
Yeah.
We will confirm that all of them have bid bonds with them, though.
Vogue. There is a bid bond of $24,738.90. Bid bond some form.
I see the bid bond form there, Steve.
Okay.
We will look all those over, though. We thank you all for your bids. I ask for a motion to accept all bids and refer them over to Mr. Kunke and Mr. Minnelli and Becky to review. Actually, we already accepted them. We'll just refer them to them. Yeah, we already accepted all bids.
We don't need an answer today, do we?
No, and actually on this one, I'd like a thorough review on here, just looking at the bidders. I would anticipate, in 2 weeks. Looking at this, Mr. Minnelli, since you're here, I see some names on here that I've never even seen doing boxes before. Is this what you're seeing as well, or are these companies starting to pour some boxes?
It seems like there are a couple newer ones that I'm not as familiar with either.
The start dates, the second low is the end of year. We have a start date, like, before we'd have our next meeting.
Doesn't seem like that would happen. So,
I'm just saying, like,
I would say
March 16th, wasn't it?
March 16th.
Well, that won't happen. We'll, I would say let's review these, and we may need to talk about these in committee meetings as well. Looking at a couple of them, there will be conversation on it, I'm sure, prior to any award. I would ask for a motion to refer to the Highway Department and bring it back for award in 2 weeks at our next meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Lytle. Second by Dorn. Any discussion? Please vote. 7 in favor. Now, thank you all for your bids. That was some, there's some really good bids on there, really good contractors, so thank you very much. We do have another timed event at 9:30. I'd ask for a motion. If there are any lawn mowing bids, please bring them forward. Otherwise, I'd ask for a motion to close bidding on the lawn mowing bids at 9:32.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Dorn. Second by Lytle. And I'll note there weren't any brought up after 9:30. Please vote. 7 in favor. Let's give those to Mr. Dorn and Mr. Lytle.
You got one?
Hold on. I want you guys to show Terry how this is done.
Please.
There you go, buddy.
You opened it. Mowing and bagging. $149 per mowing.
How much was it? $149.
Who's this from?
Greenway.
Oh, Greenway. Fertilization and lawn care for 2026, $6,652. Well, they got total fertilization and lawn care for 2027, $6,652. And that's it.
I thought he said $6,000.
So,
just one bid
from Greenlee. I would ask on this one for Dave to review this and maybe get back to us later in this meeting. And this one we should be able to award. If you could compare all the bidders. No, if you could review this, Dave, and just make sure,
sure
everything meets your specs that you require. It's on your bid form, it looks like. But, yeah, if you'd get back to us today, this morning. Thank you. So we'll wait on that one and come back to it. Next, we have approve or disapprove accepting the late fuel bid. Do you want to go over...
So why is it late?
That was what I was going to ask. If there's any details on this.
I just got it in the mail and it says fuel bid. I didn't open it up.
Does it have a...
Got it on February 24th.
When was it mailed?
Was it two-day express, so...
The 22nd.
There is no, it's 2 days. It says 2 day mail express.
Received on the 24th with 2 day mail would be the 22nd.
You open them on the 18th, so.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm going to make a motion to not allow the late bid.
I thought you probably needed to take action on it since I got it late.
I'd like to, but.
I think I probably know what this is about. When we did our fuel bids, Greg called me 2 days afterwards. Hey, who got those fuel bids? And I said, you did. Fat Brothers. Oh, I wasn't notified. And about then the war started. Fuel spiked. I don't assume, I'm just assuming here they didn't lock it in. So I would suggest we open it and see what it says.
This one's from Pensacola, Florida.
There was was...
Oh, I don't know nothing about that.
There was a third party that was in contact with me, and they stated they were emailing or mailing out their bid, and when bids were open, I was surprised it wasn't in there. So, but when they did email me back and forth, they were from Georgia somewhere. I emailed back the concern that they were not going to be able to supply fuel to us from being clear on the East Coast. They had other terminals or access to other plants around here that would be able to suffice fuel deliveries.
I would say rule of thumb is they didn't get it in. Yeah. I mean, if we would have been 1 minute late on one of these box culverts, we would have rejected it.
Yep. I make a motion not to accept.
So moved. Or second.
Motion by Adams, second by Lytle, to deny late fuel bid, which has not been opened and it's here. Motion by Adams, second by Lytle. I guess you could throw that in the file with the other ones, but it is not opened. Any discussion?
I'd like to open it after we get, after we deny it. We can't.
I've been in bid lettings, and I hate to say it, I was 3 minutes late, and I was the low bid, and I didn't get the job. They did open mine and look at it and say, hey, thanks, but no.
Okay. Well,
is there any reason?
I don't know, off the top of my head, what the legality behind opening it is. We haven't accepted it, so whether you look at it, it's sort of a, yes, it's not going to harm anything, but...
Worthless. Yeah, worthless.
There you go.
Okay. Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion is denied.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Lytle.
go back to that conversation. Yeah, normally I hear El Quibi, who got the bid, and he didn't hear it on Quibi or whatever was stated. And so in the future, something like this ever happens again, roads department or whoever would be involved probably notify the winner, you know.
I would anticipate we generally do that.
We always should have been done. I mean, somebody from the office should have known by now, at the day of.
I think it's the time that the bid... was in our favor in light of the world.
Right.
You know, we lucked out there this time.
Oh,
we've been
agree.
On the other end other times.
Oh,
so.
Of course. But I'm not talking about this past one.
No,
I'm just talking about the future. If we can...
They need notify.
When I read Pensacola on there and you said, I know what this about, it's like, well, this is going to be a story here.
Well, and Eric, you can speak to it too. You know, having participated in those... If generally there is a phone call that's made from, you know, whether it was a county or the state or whoever to say, hey, you were awarded the bid. But if as the marketer, if I didn't hear within, you know, a reasonable time period, a few hours, I was reaching out so that I knew personally. So I'm not going to, it's both sides, you know, but our office should definitely reach out to somebody when they get a bid, but I'm not going to throw anybody under the bus on that either, though. I mean, they have a responsibility to reach out as well.
The only item we have on the agenda left other than, Mr. Jones, did you have time to go through that?
Yeah.
Would you come up and give us your recommendation, please?
Yes, since this is the only bid, Greenway was one that did have it in the last 2 years. The cost did just go up a little bit, $187 more per year. So I would recommend that we do go with Greenway. I did contact Beatrice Lawn Care and asked if they were interested. And I talked to Trevor, and I think he said he would probably pass on it. So, because he did see the bid from 2 years ago, and he said if we were happy with that, he couldn't compete with that.
It's not exactly a money-making affair here.
Yes.
You had some weed concerns, or I guess I nagged you about some weed concerns.
Did
we get those taken care of?
We will try to improve that this year. We did have a lot of heavy traffic with the masonry guys on it last year, and we changed out the winter lights 2 years ago also. And so we'll try to address those problems. I know we do get some creeping Charlie. And I was always going to try and overseed, and I didn't get to that part. So I'll work with Greenway and see if we can kind of get things looking better again.
It just dawned on me. The end of the statewide arboretum grant is March 31st. If you want to put in a tree plan on, I believe it's taken down, it's replanting. It's under Plant Nebraska. So there might be opportunities there, even the fairgrounds, okay. If you want trees, March 31st.
I will check into that.
So,
and yes, we definitely need some more trees. We've taken quite a few of them down that have died over the years and haven't replaced them. And I'm all for getting some small ones started.
Don can help you write it.
But I'm all for starting some small ones. They do in a grow bag and get them started. And I wished I would have done this, you know, many years ago. But over the years, we did have some pin oaks and other trees that are just into life. So we have taken those down. So we have plenty of space for some new trees. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's take a...
Do we need to vote on?
I would say we need a motion to accept the bid of Greenway for the 26-27 mowing seasons.
So move.
Moved by Dorn, second by Claybaugh. And Greenway's a local company here in Beatrice also.
They are.
So that's nice to have somebody local doing it. Please vote. 7 in favor, motion carries. Sorry, going between meetings where we have a voting block and where we audibly vote. The grievance by Deputy Patch. Do you want that in closed session or is that an open session item, Council?
If Deputy Patch wanted to present his grievance to us, he'd certainly be welcome to do that now. I don't see him here. So,
Sheriff, have you heard anything on this? If Deputy Patch wants to present a grievance?
And about even went a step further. Don mentioned to him how that was done. So,
do we have the grievance from Deputy Patch?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You received that.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess we don't need to take any action on that. Then we just need to receive it. Or do we need to formally take it in?
We do need to respond to it. But because it is a grievance, we'll need to probably go into closed session and discuss what the board's personnel policies will be and how we're going to respond. But we wanted to give it an opportunity to present that publicly. And since he's not here to present it, we'll just take it.
Was he made aware that that would be today? Sheriff?
I didn't know it was going to be on, so.
Other than it being on the board agenda. Maybe what we can do is, if you would consider a motion to table it for a couple of weeks, and we actually provide him an opportunity to come in. I know we would normally have to respond within a certain amount of time.
Is he working now?
He works tonight, so I don't know if he's working. I'll go ahead and see if he worked last night or not.
He gets off at like 6.
He's probably asleep.
We can see if the sheriff gets a hold of him. I'd like him to be notified if we're going to give him the opportunity to talk, just so that we officially let him know.
If we table it for 2 weeks, would we be within the time frame of responding?
No.
It's 10 days, wasn't it?
Is it 10? Yeah, that sounds right.
Could our response be, we'll give you the opportunity in 2 weeks to come talk to us, if you'd like to? Depending on what the sheriff comes back with.
I would think that would be acceptable.
Because at least we're acknowledging
that. That's what I'm proposing at this point in time. He deserves to have a right to be heard, right?
Oh,
so he's presented it in writing. But if he
would
like to present
that
to
be resolved.
Yeah,
that
would be resolved.
Sheriff, yeah, he's talking to him. Let's hold tight for a second. We have a couple closed session items.
Yeah, I'm the checksmith guy. And that's like crap. Yeah, you'll see sometimes I pick the pencils out of the chest. On the one that the wife can tell about what green kid did you put.
I just have to stay away from M&M's and eat the whole damn phone.
Do you want some of
no,
that?
No.
What we'll need to do is a motion to receive that.
Okay.
Then we'll go into closed session.
John wanted to...
He would like to make a presentation, but he couldn't get to it this morning. So. And that'll be 21 days, I think it is.
10. He would like to present it?
He would like to, yes.
Okay, so I'd ask for a motion, going off council recommendation, I'd ask for a motion to receive this grievance filed by Deputy John Patch. We will respond to him that we've received it, and we're giving him an opportunity to talk in 2 weeks. After that motion, if that's made and seconded and voted on, we'll go into closed session and we'll discuss it as a board, if that's all right with the board. So I'd ask for a motion.
So moved.
As stated by Adams.
Second.
Second by Claybaugh. Any discussion? Please vote. 6 in favor with Mr. Dorn stepping out. Motion carries. We have nothing else on the agenda at this time. If there's nothing else for public session from the board, I would ask for a motion to go into closed session at 9:47 for the protection of the public interest. And I think I'll stop there.
And for
potential litigation. So at 9:47, for motion to go into closed session.
There shouldn't be anything else.
No action will be taken after this closed session. Motion by Haxby.
Second.
Second by Claybaugh. Go into closed session at 9:47. Potential litigation. Please vote. 7 in favor. We are in closed session. I would ask for a motion to come out of closed session at 11:14. Motion by Adams, second by Claybaugh. I'll state that Claybaugh, Tiemann, Adams, Dorn, and Lytle are still here. Please vote. 5 in favor. We're out of closed session at 11:14. Anything else for the good of the order? If not, I thank you all. Have a wonderful week, and we will adjourn at 11:14.